I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
God, I still love that song. Mm-hmm. I have listened to it over and over. Benson Boone, Beautiful Things. So beautiful. Alice, 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, Good Vibes and Variety. It's Monday. Looks like it's going to be all right out there. There's a little sun on the buildings now. Although mostly we're overcast in downtown.
You want to hear something rad?
Yeah. Tell me everything.
I'm pretty sure I presented it as a way to avoid getting married. But at the time when I presented, the missus was like, you know, we should get married in this. And I was like, what if I tattoo your name on my neck? And she was like, absolutely not. I would never want you to do that. So it didn't work. But I was like surprised because you'd think that someone would go, yeah, that's awesome. And so then I was, what are you giving me that? Why? That's not awesome?
No.
If John got Sarah on his neck, you'd be like, that is bitching.
I guess because I have to live with it now, I'd be like, oh, bitching, that's great.
You wouldn't be into
thanks.
It.
Thanks. No. I don't know.
Bob? What if your hubs got Bob on his neck? Wouldn't you be like, oh, that's awesome?
No. On the neck. The neck is the last place I would want it.
Yeah.
But that's why it's so rad. It's right there in plain view like a ring would be, except it's...
Where the ring's going to be. That's, you know what, if he put Sarah around his ring.
That's a cop out.
I couldn't help but notice that Maddie's got a tattoo on his ring finger, so yeah. I don't know if it's a good idea.
It's not a good omen.
Oh. Now that I've done this permanently, things are doomed.
Anyway, this conversation's gone on from there, but at one point over the weekend, my kid's having a birthday party, and there's a face painter comes, and so all the kids are getting their faces painted. And
what fun.
It is.
Sounds like
fun.
A great party.
It was a good party. Yeah. And Trina, you know, one of my wife's best friends got Vin tattooed on her neck. That's Pate. But you know what I mean? I was like, oh my God, a lady got my name on her neck. It's my wife's friend, and it's not
a
tattoo.
That's kind of weird.
No, it wasn't. It's totally, she knows I loved it, and I was super stoked.
No, it's weird.
It's weird.
It's a little weird.
Why is it weird?
It just is.
It is?
I don't know. Well, I don't know what your relationship is like with her. It just feels like, well, why'd you do that?
Because I loved it.
Mm. But did she know ahead of time? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. No, the question, this conversation has gone on, and I've asked her if she would want that. And she's
right,
like, yeah.
I'm going to go
And
ahead.
I was like, oh, yeah, I would want it too. And finally someone did it for me, and it's not a tattoo, but anyway, did I kill enough time?
Yes, you did. Okay. Yeah, thank you very much.
Well, you're welcome.
Disneyland tickets. Let's do this, friends. Right now, take the word Bruno. Normally, we don't talk about Bruno, but now we got to use him as a code word. B-R-U-N-O. Bruno is this hour's code word. Text that to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win a four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort, and you'll be in the running to qualify for the grand prize vacation, including a four-pack of three-day, one-part-per-day tickets and a two-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This hour's code word is Bruno. 20357 is the text number. That's the contest line. All right. Currently, I am looking at a countdown that ends at 2 p.m. Eastern time. So that's 11 o'clock our time. 2 hours, 52 minutes and 20 seconds currently.
It is so funny.
This is at
how Taylor can take over. The brain trust here at Alice is absolutely frothing over this.
We are locked in.
Now, weirdly, this is on a sparkly purple background as opposed to a sparkly orange one. Does this mean we're also getting a purple album?
Well, she was pretty explicit in the podcast that the life of a showgirl only has 12 songs.
Right.
But
what if there's a whole nother album?
I don't think she would do that. I don't think she would do that.
Well, it might be a big announcement. So,
hopefully, it's not merch. I hate when they do countdowns to the merch.
Well, it is on the store. So, I'm looking at your store.taylorswift.com/password.
Be the first to get your Life of a Showgirl poster.
Oh,
after these.
Oh.
I'm looking in the sparkles to see if I see anything.
Oh, as in if it reads spells anything out. Interesting.
Boy, I guess you could just stare at that for the next 3 hours.
And I'm sure people will, so we'll know.
Yeah, you know those posters that it look like they're all dots, but then you look at it and all of a sudden there's like, you know, there's a teddy bear in there or something? You know, you change your focus a little bit. Just like, let's change our focus. Let's stare at this for a while. Okay, so here's the thing.
Great radio.
Well, the sparkle everybody stare
at the top left.
Yeah. Everybody stare. It does have some differences. Like there's, now that you say it, it's kind of like I do want to stare at that for a while. Anyway, I'm not going to. I'm going to just look away.
We'll just be patient. Let Jane and MM stare at that. Yeah. And if they figure it out, they can text us. Otherwise, we'll know soon enough.
I do like a countdown that ends in a couple hours, though. I'll tell you that right now. Like we're not going to, this isn't like 4 days, 9 hours, 25 minutes. It's 2 hours, 50 minutes, and 50 seconds. In 20 seconds right now.
And I don't think it's related to where you're about to go, but maybe.
Maybe. It's possible. Anyway, Taylor Swift's podcast debut climbs to new heights. They set a YouTube record. The show peaked at 1.3 million concurrent live stream viewers. That is a new podcast high since they started tracking it, which has only been a couple of years. But this is her debut on a podcast, apparently, which seems actually kind of incredible considering everybody's got a podcast these
No,
days.
I don't think so. She's the most, well, that part maybe, but she's the most famous lady in the world.
Oh, yeah.
As
no,
we
it's
speak.
Not
so
at
the
all
fact
surprising.
That they broke some records is no surprise, especially if there was, like I said, first of all, I think people tuned in to see him and her together.
Yep.
And see that interaction and see what that is
absolutely.
In real life.
Absolutely. Peaking at 1.3 million. That's 13.
Oh, boy. And then she turns around and announces a new record, which just, there's like, okay.
So this is more than any other podcast has garnered since the platform launched, quote, a dedicated podcast experience, which was only in 2023. This is according to YouTube. So there's that. And then. I guess Jason's the older brother of the Kelce brothers. Is that correct?
Yep.
I don't know.
He said, I mean, this video being 1.3 million views is the epitome of numerology. Because, you know, one, three.
13, sure.
That is crazy. Oh, my God. It's crazy. The universe is with her.
So 1.3 million people just watched the video. Since then, I know people have absolutely picked this thing apart top to bottom and they've made a deduction. So Here we go.
The Swifties did it.
The Swift. I read it and went, oh, maybe. And then I started reading and went, they're right.
100%. 10,000%.
I feel like we could make this announcement. So here
we go. Guaranteed. It's so true. There's not a doubt in my mind. It's right there. It's in the numbers,
okay,
man.
Here it is. Here it is. You ready? Last week during the appearance on New Heights, Taylor Swift shared that sourdough has taken over her life, and it's what she talks about 60% of the time. She does love baking, so most casual listeners would be like, oh, how fun. Everybody was doing that 5 years ago, but okay, Taylor's really into sourdough right now, but not the Swifties. Casual people, me, oh, that's interesting. The Swifties, they know that Taylor's all about putting Easter eggs into everything. And the podcast is no exception. And not only was she in it, but Travis was in it. They both dropped some stuff. They suspect that she might be this year's Super Bowl halftime show headliner. And maybe she's going to announce it in 2 hours, 47 minutes, and 11 seconds. And here's what they've deduced. Super Bowl 60 will go down at Levi Stadium, home of the San Francisco 49ers.
60% of the time.
Sourdough Sam is the mascot.
Mm-hmm.
Taylor says she thinks about sourdough 60% of the time. It could be a nod to it being Super Bowl 60. And at the beginning of the New Heights episode, Taylor thanks Jason Kelce for screaming for like 47 seconds. Well, Taylor's 47th stop of her Eras tour was none other than Levi Stadium. Someday, these Swifties are going to put their powers to use and cure cancer. But right now,
you look distressed because you know it's true.
I don't need this much proof. I actually, pardon me, I actually think as a couple, and this is just my speculation, as a couple, they probably talked about what are we doing next year? Like, they're people who have to plan these things. And he probably, you know, I think this is his last season of football. That's what he had put out there. And so I can see her going, okay, we'll work one more year before we start a family or do whatever the next thing is. And so she's got the world by the short hair. She can do whatever she wants. Why wouldn't she go do the next big thing, which...
It's perfect.
Is there
her.
A bigger thing than this? And she's so... It's very possible. I don't believe it. I think the 49ers will be in the Super Bowl and the Chiefs are all done. But there she is putting all of this in motion, which could be she plays the Super Bowl that her partner's in.
Right.
Playing in.
And if he isn't playing in it, they are all there together. We're going to be there anyway. Why wouldn't I play it?
So I already.
And it is. It's such a big thing. It's like a big honor. It's a big deal. It is talked about incessantly.
And I'm sure the NFL, for its part, said, yeah, ratings are up whenever she's near the TV or near a game. Yeah.
We'll like, they'll break every record with a halftime show of her.
Right. So, okay.
Yeah. So, last year, Kendrick announced that he was going to be performing in September. So, this isn't so far
really?
Off from it. Yes. No word if the headliner announcement will be in September or in 2 hours, 44 minutes and 40 seconds.
I think that makes the most sense that she announces she's going to play the Super Bowl.
It's entirely possible.
I figured it was way too early to announce it, but if he announced in September, then I think that's what this countdown's
for. It's not that far off from that, really.
What does the purple mean, though?
I know. Purple.
Purple sparkles.
I know. Well, you know what? There's some Swiftie out there who knows. And it's
Odyssey. Is it us?
Well, I mean, we're purple and we're orange.
Right.
So obviously she loves Odyssey.
The most. Of all the companies
mm-hmm.
in your face.
Did you other companies, you? So it's a little bit of a bummer because at 11 o'clock in the morning, we won't be on the air anymore, but it'll be something to talk about tomorrow.
Well, Mason will be all over it.
Yeah, I'm sure she will. There you go. So I say I never would have pulled this out, but once it gets laid out, it was weird and it was highlighted in a lot of things I read, specifically the sourdough. People thought that's a weird thing to be talking about. 60% of the time. Like, and I just thought, oh, isn't that cute? That's awfully cute. And then I walked away and never thought about it again.
The natural connection to football that she's got because of her partner.
Yep.
And the fact that she's, instead of having finished the biggest tour in, you know, years.
Yep.
You'd think she'd take time off, but clearly that's not the plan this year. And why wouldn't she go do the Super? Like,
I can't think of one reason why she shouldn't.
She's not someone who shies away from accomplishments. So add that to your pile. Why not? Makes sense. Great.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm sure there were other people in contention or in on the short list. And then when Taylor said, I'd like to do that, they went, psh, done. Yep.
Ripped up that list.
I think she's been in talks with the NFL to do the Super Bowl for a long time, but she hasn't been able to yet. For a long time, the Super Bowl was presented by Pepsi. And way back when Taylor was first on the scene, before she was who she is now, she had a partnership with Diet Coke. So there was a theory for a long time that she couldn't do the Super Bowl because of a long-term non-compete. Oh. Between Coke and Pepsi, like in her,
did that
in
just
her
end?
Contract.
Well, no
Pepsi
idea about
it. Longer owns the halftime show. It's Apple Music now.
No,
which makes way more sense anyway. So
well,
and then people were like, okay, why doesn't she didn't do it last year? The whole Travis connection was already established, but then people thought maybe she was waiting until she'd re-recorded all of her albums. Unclear if that would have had an impact.
She also was just coming off of her tour. Like, didn't it end in December of 2024?
Yes.
And it's
unfeasible.
She will start, if it's true and it's announced 3 hours from now, or even maybe she started last month, who knows? Like, they rehearsed the out of this thing.
Yeah.
Like, people
That's a great point.
Know ahead of time and put a whole show together. And it's like, it's only 11 minutes or 15 minutes or whatever the actual length of the thing is, but they usually play. They'll squeeze all the songs they can, and there's usually guest spots.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. So, I know when she toured and the show that my wife and my kid went to, actually my wife, my kid, Trina, and Sienna went to it. It was what's the one before the Eras? The Snakes.
Reputation.
Okay, that tour, she had Charlie XCX and Camila Cabello open up. And she's got a bunch of young female artists that she turns through as opening acts. But she could do this all by herself.
She absolutely could.
She most definitely does not need.
No.
There's enough songs and enough of a medley there that she could put together that would fill the, 10 minutes?
I would love to see a girl squad thing happen, though. That is like such a part of what I love about her is that she's got this group of friends. I mean, obviously, one of them got X'd out in this past year.
Will that get mentioned?
Yeah, they'll be like, you know, someone will carry a poster of her face with one of those circles with a line through it. So, but wouldn't it be fun if Sabrina Carpenter and Selena Gomez and
Gracie Abrams.
Phoebe
Bridgers.
Sure. And Charlie XCX and Camila Cabello. Like,
I don't
think
they're coming.
Yeah, but I mean, they could. How fun would that be?
I don't know.
It'd be great. She'd be the tallest of them all, standing in the middle. They are all a bunch of shorties.
Would you? Okay, the Swiftie on the show. She's going to do this alone, or she's going to do this with a squad?
I think that she might have her collaborators come out and play like guitar or piano. She's done that on shows before. But I think it would be really cool if it was just her.
Mm. Well, with dancers and backup singers.
Well, yes,
and,
of course.
The whole production.
Yeah.
But no guests.
Are you really, with her record catalog, gonna let someone come in and do a piece of their song?
Oh, I don't know.
Well, that's what happens. No, but that's what happens.
I think she'll do it.
The Red Hot Chili Peppers jump out.
I think she'll have guests.
And do, you know, a piece of their music.
Yes.
And so I think she would go, no, I got this.
She wouldn't bring out people to play their own songs, but she could bring out people who are on her songs. So that's like Ed Sheeran, Sabrina Carpenter will be on a song. She and Gracie Abrams have a song together. Phoebe Bridgers, you know, people who are literally on her record.
That makes sense. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. I'd love to see it.
Well.
You'll get to in February.
In 2.5 hours, the announce happens.
Well, I mean, what else can it possibly be with this news breaking today? Thank you, Swifties. You're amazing. So this morning, I took a look at the box office. I do every Monday and just see what everything did. And I think about the movies that I was telling you about, like Nobody 2 was one of the ones that was released this week. And I think it was that one and the Americana movie, and which is the Sydney Sweeney movie.
Okay.
So I see Nobody 2. They, by the way, the first time around, so Nobody 1, this is a Bob Odenkirk movie. Where he plays a highly unlikely master assassin. He's like a gray man.
Mm-hmm.
That one, I want to say they had like a $6 million budget and they wound up making like $50 million. So that's great return. This time it was a $25 million budget. It's made about it's made $9.25 million in its first weekend. It opened in third place.
Thud.
A bit. But who knows? I mean, I only am able to get the domestic box office. So worldwide, maybe they made more. Number one again was Weapons, which made another $25 million. Freakier Friday stayed in second place and made another $14 million. So actually, Weapons is getting close to $100 million just domestically. In 2 weeks, and Freakier Friday is more like around $55 million. And then I'm like, where the hell is Americana?
Where the hell is it?
Where the hell is Sydney Sweeney's movie? Well, as I look through this, it's not on here. At number 28, making $110, was something called The Wild Man of Shaggy Creek.
Okay.
So I'm like, okay, maybe it's a weird release, maybe. But even limited releases usually will show up on this list. Like by the time you get to number 28, we're talking about a movie that made $110. Like it made some money somewhere, didn't it? Well, I finally found it when I just did a Google search for it. It's and the Hollywood Reporter says that Sydney Sweeney's Americana drops to $500,000. So its first week out, it bombed. So, and they don't go on to say all that much more about it. Like
Is it the Nazi connection?
Yes, they are. They're saying they do feel like her stock is down.
Because of the Gene ad.
But you know what? There's definitely half the country is like, we support the Gene's ad, I guess. So you'd think they'd go support her, but no. So my feeling is this must have been some kind of weird release.
It's a weird release. I don't think it has to do with the Jeans ad.
Hold on a second, though. This is saying that it did do a nationwide debut in 1,100 theaters. $500,000. Hold on. It says 16th place. I got to look back
on
this
list. But they
didn't
promote it at all. Like, I had trouble even finding it when you were talking about it last week.
You know, that is funny because, honestly, that was the first I'd heard of this movie. And it didn't look great. Like, even you were just listening to the audio and you're like, well, there's a movie I don't need
to see. Is she the Lone Star? Like, that's the only name that they're promoting when they promote it?
I don't remember there being anybody. Oh, Halsey's in it.
Okay, I don't think that counts when it comes to going to see a movie.
No, definitely not.
If she's singing.
There's maybe a bunch of promotional posters and stuff where they all like sort of took like a classic. Halsey's was a classic Johnny Cash album cover. They did all the fonts the same way. And there she is standing, you know, with the high tension wires, the telephone lines behind her. And she's all in black. And they did it for everybody and made them tried to. Sydney Sweeney's was next to a picture of Dolly Parton. And she's not even listed on the. Then look, this Box Office Mojo, this is IMDb thing. Like I look at this, this is the first time I've ever just not seen a movie on there. This thing opened, it opened wide, more than I even thought because they are saying 1,100 theaters, $500,000.
Well, I will say if you ever go to an IMDb for any actor or actress, which we do all the time because we're trying to look something up. You will see a ton of movies on a list of any actor's list and say, what the heck was that?
Right. The other thing I read about this movie this morning was that this movie with starring Sydney Sweeney, it's called Americana. It did open this past weekend. It was made in 2023. So I'm not sure what the disconnect is between when it, maybe just they thought she's red hot. She's only getting hotter. It's the pandemic still. Maybe we wait. I don't know why they would hold off so long, but maybe it was just problematic from the get go. Anyway,
it got caught up in some sort of legal trouble after it premiered at South by Southwest in 2023. So it's finally coming out. But I wonder if the legal battle has something to do with why they're not promoting it at all.
Can you look on Rotten Tomatoes and tell me if it has a rating? I'd be interested to see that because I just could not find it. Okay. So from... Oh,
what's the matter?
I had a whole Catherine Zeta-Jones thing ready to
go. Oh, let's do it.
Now it's our... We're already late.
I'll 68%, by the way.
Oh, hmm. Not the worst
rating.
But
if nobody sees it, what does 68% really mean, you know?
It means zero. All right. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
The library's going to look different after these.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well, everything.
From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAFGiving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Alice 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show, Good Vibes and Variety, our full show podcast, our whole show, anytime you want to listen to it, on the Odyssey app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast from.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jumpstart MD. Oh. Jumpstart MD makes weight loss easier with personalized, medically supervised plans and GLP-1 medications. Sign up today for your first, and your first month is $99.
Nice.
Visit jumpstartmd.com. It's a good deal.
Mm.
All right, my first story. I love to read.
Yeah.
Actually, I should say real quick, mostly sunny expected today with a high of 80, although we still have clouds here in downtown San Francisco. Okay. I love to read. I don't necessarily love the library, though. Mm. And that looks like it's about to change.
Why? There's, what's going on?
Because libraries, like most things in the pandemic, found themselves empty. And on the other side of the pandemic, are trying to get people back in there.
Yeah.
And they realize not only is it because of the pandemic, but times are changing. No one wants to walk in and get shushed. How's that good? The Gilroy Library, so down south in the mm-hmm. South Bay, has remodeled and turned itself into a place kids would want to go.
Oh.
I'm turning my computer now so Sarah can see the picture.
Oh, there's a full-on... It almost looks like a daycare on steroids.
It's a learning.
It's like
play space.
And, yeah.
There's slides, but there's also things in there with multiple like Spanish and English and a bunch of ways that would make a kid, if you said, let's go to the library, they would go, okay.
Let's do it.
As opposed to, oh, the place where I'm going to get yelled at because I'm a kid.
Right.
And I make noise.
Interesting.
Libraries have long been known as a place for shushing, where quiet was not only encouraged but enforced, but times have changed and many libraries around the country are attempting to reinvent themselves as social hubs and otherwise are going to go out of business.
Right.
That's just a reality. I haven't been to a... I love books and I haven't been to a library in forever.
I know.
And you see them... I've got one in my town that just got put in. I was driving my kid to her guitar lessons over by the Cabrillo College and saw a big library that looked fairly brand new. And I thought, who's going to those?
Right.
But it turns out maybe a lot of people are because they've
well,
had
they
to change.
Them inviting, I think that's great. There's, you know, there was always stuff going on. There's like, there's a lot of stuff that happens at the Mill Valley Library. Like they do this storyteller's night where people come in and sort of, it's almost like an open mic kind of a thing. And I know a lot of my friends go to it.
Really?
So, but they have like these sort of ongoing special events, but making, you know, usually there's a kids area in any library and making it a place where a parent could go and sit down with a friend while the kids go crazy and work out some of their energy. I think it's good. I can even see like kind of summer camp style.
All
stuff
of a sudden,
there. It's a big space usually.
Once you see them sort of flipping a switch, you start to go, oh, and then they could, and they could also.
Yep.
And suddenly you realize this is how they're going to look going forward.
They're going to have to.
The library is no longer a quiet place for studying, it's a place for community. They say here that they have this library has a well attended, popular morning story times.
Oh, families. So after you drop off your older kids, you swing by the library.
They've got all kinds
stories.
Of stuff, little puppet shows. All this stuff is happening and getting kids involved and bringing them up in the library. Not only will I think it help improve reading, but it also will improve the spaces that communities have designated for library. You know, I mean,
right.
Put a big library in and no one's going to it.
Right. Yeah, it's and for the people who do want to go to a library and check out a book, I mean, listen, books are expensive. You buy like, you know, if you're buying books or audio books or that, it is expensive. It adds up. And for the most part, we pass books around. So, you know, and oh, little, you know, those little libraries you see everywhere, like someone will have like a little birdhouse looking.
I have those near my house, a bunch of them.
I love that. I think that's really cool. But there's definitely something to be said for going and taking a book out, taking it home. I love the smell of books, read a book, bring it back, change like that whole experience. I don't think kids are ever going to have that same kind of experience. We read everything either online or on some kind of device.
Well, I wanted to do that story because I think it's exciting. I love reading and I hope that they're able to get and generate excitement.
Yes.
For the local library. They talked about serving food to young kids, maybe food for kids who in need.
Mm-hmm.
So, man, way to go, libraries. Get with it.
Reinvent yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be like Kodak.
Volkswagen.
Yeah.
You know, the car company just debuted a new subscription plan for its electric cars. This isn't new, although I'm a little surprised by it.
A subscription plan.
Yeah. I mean, doesn't Tesla have a pay more and unlock the automatic driving feature? Yep. And there's some of that in my Ford Mach-E that I got from Frontier Ford in Santa Clara.
You can pay for certain features to be available to you.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. They're saying here, Volkswagen just debuted their new subscription plan for its electric cars where you'll pay extra to unlock the full horsepower, which I don't really like that. But
no,
they say for now it's only in the UK and they're testing it, I guess, there. Here's an example of how it works. Their ID.3 electric car has 228 horsepower, but if you don't pay the fee of $20 a month, you'll only get 201 of that horsepower.
I'm sorry, but I think this is so lame.
It's shady.
I already subscribe to so many things. When I buy a car, I just want the car. I don't want to pay extra monthly to be able to have a little more get up and go off the line.
VW drivers in the UK who want extra zip will pay $22 a month. Or a yearly fee of $225, or the one-time fee of $880.
Wow. It's
bad marketing, isn't it?
I don't like it at all.
It's not smart. It really feels like, you know what you should do? Just
sell people cars and stop trying to get more money out of them.
Tack on $1,000 at the end, you know, and just sell the car for more money if that's what you got to do. But, you know, the internet and .coms and all have conditioned us to give our phone number and email for no matter what.
Right. For no matter what.
For no matter what.
Nope, we need to text you a code. You have to give us your phone number.
I went on this, I think it's called the Pop Mart app, because I was looking for Labubus. And the minute I turned that thing on and hit, you know, open, it says, well, we're going to need... So I put in my landline because I don't want you texting me. And it said, that's not working. And I went, son of a, they need my cell number. I don't want to.
I know. And I'm like, send me a code over email, please.
Awful.
And they don't need to. They're just fishing for your phone number. They just want your phone number. You want to come on? We need your phone number.
So lame.
You have to decide, do I want to come on or not? Fine. Here it is. Why you should get a burner phone just for all that crap.
Yeah, but that's what becomes like, now you carry two phones. Now I'm that guy.
Well, no, you don't, you just go get it when you're trying to sign up.
I know, but you have two phones. Where's my other phone? I don't know. I didn't touch it. Great. I put it down somewhere.
Right. And actually,
safekeeping.
You're probably also paying a monthly fee for what, you know, to continue the service to your burner phone. Oh, boy. Yeah, boy.
Well, VW, we'll see how that goes for you.
Bad luck. Not wishing you good luck.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
For the first time, many people in the United States who want to protect themselves against the flu, and this is the time of year when I start looking at it, I try to gauge, like, I don't want to do it too early because I want it to hold through.
Yeah.
I know some of you out there are like, a flu shot, who does that? I do that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Well, I knock on wood. I haven't been sick in a long time. Like, I finally got to that. Well,
wow,
I'm just saying,
what are you
doing? If there was a time when I was getting sick 3 and 6 times a year because of my kids.
Yep.
It was killing me. I've strung together a good year and a half or two without anything. Last time I got sick was that COVID that you and I had.
Right.
And that was
a year ago.
That was barely touched me. Mm. I was testing positive, but I really wasn't that sick.
Yeah.
Anyway. For the first time, many people in the United States who want to protect themselves against the flu this virus season can order the vaccine and give it to themselves at home.
Really?
AstraZeneca's Flu Mist, the only nasal spray flu vaccine in the U.S. that has been approved by the U.S. FDA, is now available for home delivery in 34 states under the brand name Flu Mist Home.
Wow.
It can be self-administered by adults under 50.
Under 50. And
to children as young as 2 with the help of a parent or a caregiver. The online ordering platform includes...
I'm feeling discriminated against.
Well, I'm going to go in and get mine. I'm not worried about it. But that is really cool. Flu Mist Home. Look into it. You can get it yourself. And it's always one of those things where I'll still get the COVID vaccine. I know
Me
the
too.
Rest of you don't
I'll
believe
get,
it's
I get
a
the boosters.
Thing,
and
I'm getting it.
I used to never get flu shots. But now John makes the appointments and he's like, we get flu shots at the same time. I'm like, okay, load me up.
John tells you what to do and you're in.
It's well, good. I mean, if he's going to make the appointment, I'll be a good girl and I'll go. Gotta be a good girl. I want him to be proud of me.
You do?
Yep.
A new study looked at how much people scroll on their phones.
Isn't that all we do?
It's a lot. I don't. Sometimes I just want to take a picture and then show it to the people who, a group of friends standing around, they're clearly in a U shape. They're kind of, you know, they're friends. It's clear. Mm. They're together. And yet every one of the 6 people is looking at their individual phone. And I just want to go snap. I know I'm old. I get it. But look at this. Do you really want to know that your life has gone by while you're with your friends staring at your screen?
Yeah.
I get it if you're alone. I kind of get it anyway.
Yeah, I mean, well, listen, boredom is just over. You've got a phone. There's something on. Like, I'll read my book on there. I'll listen to music. I'll play a game. Like, it's just boredom is, I'm like, oh, a line. Yeah, I'll wait in that. Someone has to kick me from behind to make me move forward in it. Like, oh, sorry. It's a good part of the book.
There's still a lot of pedestrians here in San Francisco, and you will see everybody walking individually with their face in their phone.
Yep. And right out into the crosswalk.
Into the street. And then they don't look up from it. I'm busy. What?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I got the green light. I'm not worried about you. You should be worried about me. Well, don't worry, I am.
You're in the middle of the street. I mean, you could look back at that in less than 1 minute.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I don't want anyone to think that I don't have something happening.
Yeah. Look at me. Look at my phone.
Is that it?
I don't know.
I don't know. What
it's honestly, it's hard to tear your eyes away, I guess.
People are scrolling 9 hours of screen time per day. I know I get a lot here at work, and I also go home and look up stuff and read stuff as I'm researching for work. I don't know if I get 9, but it's a lot.
Well, I started looking at my computer at about 3 o'clock this morning. I did drive in here, but other than that, I have been looking at my computer, and I do scroll down in my stories. Like, it's not,
it's bad news.
Well, it's just, we do it.
The scrolling.
Yes. Boy, if the electricity ever goes out, we're in big trouble, people.
A new poll asked people, how competitive are you?
Oh, I was hoping did you tease this last week?
I may have.
I wanted
to
do this, yeah.
Things, they just, you know,
I'm pretty competitive, but really, I find that mostly I want to play. Like, if we're playing a game, yeah, it's great to win, but I just want to play.
I remember you telling stories when you had kids about how you crush them at games. They need to know how to lose.
Yep.
So I'm going to crush them.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well,
and then it matters, because then if they win, they know they won. Yeah, give them a gimme. Come on, man. It's Candyland. You can do this. You could beat me. It's unlikely, but you could.
Almost half of people say they're somewhat competitive. Another 14% said they are very competitive.
Mm. I know someone who is just like, and she's great, but she is like the master of her own domain. Like, she is competitive. When she loses at tennis, she takes it really, she plays competitively, and she'll take it real. She'll be bummed about it. And like, sometimes to the point she's like, I'm not going out. I'm too mad.
I think it ruins the fun that they might have had at one time.
Yep.
I have a friend who was, this was just on Friday, actually. I was driving home. I called him, hey, what's up? I have to quit surfing. And I was like, what kind of thing is that to say? What? That's stupid. And he goes, I don't have fun anymore.
What?
I'm just not as good as I want to be. And there's other people in my way. And I start to get pissed off. And I leave the ocean mad instead of, and I'm like, you got to calm down. No. This is just the way I do it, and I realize I'm not getting the benefit from it. And I thought, well,
they're not wrong.
No, like, that's it.
If it's one, you know, you do that for like exercise and relaxation, and the thrill of it
should
be fun.
And if it's become that for you,
yeah.
So that very competitive thing can really get under people's skin, and like you're saying about your buddy with the tennis,
yeah. Nah, she can't. She'll never give it up. She can't. She loves it.
Well, that's good.
But she
I don't
only
think my
loves
buddy
it
will,
when she wins.
Right, and I don't think my buddy will give it up. But I do think that I understand that I've heard a lot of people say that as crowds have gotten bigger and etiquette has gone out the window and people do what they do and they're like, well, what, are you going to fight me over it? Well, yeah, that was super uncool. You could have killed both of us.
Mm.
Oh, sorry, bro. Bro! He gets
my bro
absolutely insane about it.
Mm.
Yikes.
I was just thinking last week about how I don't like how it feels when I get competitive. I feel like it's you start to get angry at the other people. You know, the idea of wanting to beat somebody who is normally your friend or whatever, I don't like who I become when I get competitive. So I try to avoid it.
Interesting.
It sometimes can feel good when someone else wins, because you like can feel, if they're not being a jerk about it, like if you feel like we all played, we all had fun. Yes. If somebody else won and they, you know, it's that's, I just want to play. Like a lot of times if I'm playing cards, it's why I have a really hard time with poker when it's a real, when it gets really social. Like I am playing poker. I want to play poker. We're playing a game. Like everybody pay attention when it's your turn.
This is what happens. This is what I'm talking about. Yeah, my friend with his surfing, it's like, bro, relax. No. Yeah.
You become like this little monster version of yourself.
Uh-huh. I know.
What is that?
I'm like, tell your story after you play your hand. And then everyone looks at me like, okay, bitch. I'm like,
that's not fun, though.
Are we playing a game or not? I know. It's
but
not fun.
If you, like in this case, he expects to do something at a certain level. He expects that of himself, mm-hmm. and he doesn't want to show anything different. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want to feel anything different or show anything different. And the reality is that he's not capable of relaxing.
Mm. And, you know, I kind of get it more when it's versus yourself, because when you, you know, beat your record or you satisfy yourself to what you think you're capable of, that feels good and there's no downside. But when you're competing against somebody else and you feel so good that you won, you're like, let's go. And then they're sad.
And you're rubbing their nose in it.
What? Why are we doing that? Why am I making somebody sad to make myself feel good? Isn't that what we're not supposed to do?
That's what competition is, though.
I think it's ridiculous.
Like, it's like on Survivor or Big Brother, these shows where they have to compete for certain things. And when one team is just in the face, I'm like, that is just, that's poor sportsmanship. Like if you're like muscling, oh, we crushed you.
But it's so natural. That's what gets me, is that you're everybody gets like that when they get really competitive and when
they
you
celebrate,
win. So it's something in us.
One of the things I think is so impressive, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but I used to watch boxing a lot. And in a sport where you're punching people, and this is the same for UFC, where you're punching people in the face, they're punching you in the face, you're in pain, you're inflicting pain
it's
on
like
others.
Conflict at its basis, primal,
absolute
right.
competitive, and another.
I am trying to beat the out of you.
And then it ends, and you're supposed to drop all of those hard feelings that you've been experiencing over the course of this competition, and be like, Good match. Mm. That is unbelievable level of professionalism that you can just,
okay,
as soon
over.
As the final bell rings, go, okay, we're cool. We're just two people who do this for a living and it's just business and it's no hard feelings. What? Mm. I'm sorry, you punched me in the nose.
It really hurt.
I have hard feelings.
You know what's really crazy? When you're not even the ones playing, but it's your quote unquote team.
Yes.
And you leave the stadium and you're so upset that your team lost that you fight somebody from the other team's fandom.
Yes.
Get a grip.
Get a grip.
Get a grip.
It's honestly, and that's ended really badly sometimes.
Yes.
Like that is a terrible, that is... Well, that is mixed drinking with fandom.
Yeah, I left a Boston Bruins game once.
Oh.
There were fights.
Who were they playing?
I forget.
Maybe the Flyers or something.
No.
No?
It was the playoffs.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
It was my only experience with NHL.
Oh. Mm. All right. Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Liam Gallagher is taking out his frustrations with his brother on the Oasis audiences.
Oh. Yeah.
Wake up, Bay Area.
This is amazing.
With Sarah and Vinny.
You stole the car and let that guy drive?
Atlas at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.